be the side
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Listen, we've got lots of sports news. Before we get there, I get a note. Mr. Sawyer, we got a friend named Franz Ferguson.
Franz Ferguson, my very good friend.
Franz is going to be in a production this weekend, today and tomorrow. It's called a compilation of short films, right? One experience, five short films. Dario Eric's production presents.
Okay.
Anyway, our boy from the spot, 242, he's starring in this. And I had to make mention of it. So listen, these guys are going to be at the Atlantis Theater tonight and tomorrow night, 7 p.m., $40 in advance, $45 at the door. You can go to Eventbrite or call 436-6405. That's Eventbrite or 4-3-6-6-4-0-5 for tickets, or search Dario Eric's Productions online for further ticket information. Anyway, I had to shout that out.
Yeah, boy, Franz is my boy, boy.
Yeah, man, it's been a long time since we acted with Franz.
That's my dog right there.
Yeah, man. Anyway, from the promos, it looks like it's going to be a great experience. All right, let's get right into the sports news. Remember that little debate we was having last week, football versus football?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we added again, buddy. We added again.
If not, why not?
FIFA World Cup is still on. I mean, football ain't going nowhere. We got the NBA to talk about. But let's start with the Garvintines and Palmdale Primary story. The Tribune. But the Garvintines and Palmdale Primary booked their tickets to the girls' softball title game. Listen, they are playing with the New Providence Public Primary School Sports Association. And while the two teams are set to square off against each other on Friday, the boys had also played, and the girls and the boys are going to be playing their championship matches down at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. Y'all go, if you have the time, go take your lunch and go watch cheer and play support school sports. Mount Carmel senior boys route Greenville 43-5. So it was an excellent start to the Bahamas Scholastic Athletic Associations, that's all the small schools, 2022 and 2023 basketball season. In their regular season opener yesterday, the Mount Carmel Preparatory Academy senior boys
beat them niggas. Sorry, beat them fellas. Yes. Plenty to a little bit.
Absolutely. Plenty to a little bit. Over Greenville Preparatory Academy, the Hope Center courts at University Commons. So that means that the Hope Center has
a basketball court, has an area.
Right, at UB.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome. It's good, man.
Yeah, that's good. You don't necessarily need Kendall Isaacs gym for everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's in great proximity to the Hope Center. This is awesome. Okay, another story. The Bahamas settles for fourth in Santa Marta, right? It wasn't the finish that the Bahamas senior men's national beach soccer team was hoping for, but it's still a major accomplishment as they place fourth at the Central American and Caribbean Sea and Beach Games, which wrapped up on Saturday at the Beach Soccer Stadium in Santa Marta, Colombia. They fell to Mexico 7-2 in the bronze medal game. Fourth ain't bad at all. Now, listen.
No, four ain't bad at all, because you four out of how many countries?
It was plenty.
Okay, good.
It was at least 19, I think.
Okay,
but listen,
good.
This is not what, let me tell you why this story, I like this story. Remember, we had a young lady who went to the same games. She competed, I think she came fourth in the regatta in sailing, right? But these games, they have a discipline called beach wrestling. And I think the Bahamas could field a team for beach wrestling. Why? Because apparently, in the 1800s to 1900s, Bahamians used to practice a form of self-defense called prapra. Right? It's like an African...
Yeah, that's dashing.
Ah.
Yeah, that's dashing.
That's dashing, right?
Yeah.
That's what we should have been putting together
number one.
A team.
Number one right now in the world in dashing right now.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, back in the day, because these fellas, they don't dash no more.
Right, so I was doing a little research on the on proper. I couldn't find anything, but Senegalese wrestling is a type of folk wrestling traditionally performed by the Serra people and now a national sport in Senegal and parts of the Gambia and is part of a larger West African form of traditional wrestling. Right? And one is called Lutte Traditionnelle Sans Frappe. And one is called Lutte Traditionnelle Avec Frappe. You know what that mean?
No.
One with slapping and one without slapping.
Okay.
Anyway, we should be...
One with hands, one without hands.
Yeah, we should be seriously considering whether we could field a beach wrestling team for these games. Anyway, that was a little bit of sports, culture, and history, because dashing is definitely Bahamian.
Always is.
All right, another quick story. Bahamian boxing team wins 6 medals in Florida. The team, which consisted of 5 members, including 3 from Grand Bahama, exceeded all expectations. Veteran amateur boxer Carl Heel led the way with a gold and a silver. Winning gold for the Bahamas were middleweight Heel and heavyweight Keanu Green. And securing silver medals were Heel, junior lightweight Keanu Cox, welterweight Anaya Powell, and super heavyweight Elijah Smith. Now, the Bahamas Boxing Federation president, Vincent Strawn, said their appeal for funds from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture fell on deaf ears. Prior to travel, we got no assistance from the ministry. I asked that they use part of our annual grant that is outstanding, but they simply said they have no money. But listen, Strawn says no obstacles or setbacks will prevent us from moving forward. God is with us. I want to say congratulations to all of the boxers that went out there and
did their thing
and competed. Now, what's interesting about that story, and follow that up with this one that I found in the Tribune. Why did women's national basketball team not travel?
Long story.
So at a recent event, the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture attempted to clarify or bring clarity to the situation, right? And the minister says, listen, for all teams that are presented to represent this country, they are presented by the Sporting Federation discipline. Once the federation makes a decision on whether that team could travel or not, the government doesn't have the authority on whether or not that team should travel. The federation would seek financial assistance from the government. The government would provide the necessary assistance. So, story goes on to say, Boleg is saying, I think the decision was made after speaking with the president of the BBF, Eugene Horton, that it was not in the financial decision to send the team to represent the country. Right? So in both instances, right, with the basketball team, it's not the ministry's decision whether to send the team. Same thing with boxing. It's not the ministry's decision how the federation's funds
Correct.
Are allocated.
Correct.
I think that's important to note.
Like it all comes from the federation and dues, and, you know, it's one circle for us, and where you may fall short, then the government has to come up or can come up.
Right.
You know,
but
if they have it.
If the federation requests
it. Deems it, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think it's important to know the technicalities of these procedures.
Because people that always say, boy, the government.
Yeah.
The government ain't one saying that. No, it ain't the government.
There is definitely a process, and that process has to be followed. Now, the second part of the quote, they say they felt that they had some necessary outstanding bills that came about from the senior men's team, and they wanted to take care of them. All of us know it doesn't make sense to put yourself in great debt by sending another team when you have some outstanding bills to take care of.
Now, okay, listen, so they had an old bill, which is the Bahamian way.
Yeah.
We always got a bill somewhere.
I don't really want to get into politics of it. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that we need to invest more in our women. You know? I wish they had taken the leap, incurred the debt, and pushed the women forward.
Because they wanted to go.
And they played well. They qualified to go.
Yeah, they qualified to go, and they wanted to go.
Right. So we're not, like I said, we're not going to get into the politics of it. I just think, I guess it's incumbent upon women now to do the organizing, to raise the funds, to ensure that if any women's team falls short on its funding from the Federation, that we could supplement that.
Right.
Exactly. And make sure they go forward.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate strategy. That's a win-win. No matter what happens, you're going to have the money there.
Yeah, and if you're working that hard to get there,
people are going to support you. Absolutely. So their women's community, right? It's like the NBA versus the WNBA. We understand why LeBron James, right? That's his name?
King LeBron James.
Because he old. I just forget. How LeBron James could be making as much money as all of the women in the WNBA make per year, right?
Yeah.
It's because of the lack of revenue being brought in by the WNBA.
Well, but that's because of a lack of advertising by the WNBA.
You think so?
Name me three players in the WNBA.
Jonquel.
Okay.
Brittany used to be in the WNBA. I don't know anymore.
Okay, thank you very much.
There you go.
Name me three players.
But I would say
name me three players that play for the Boston Celtics alone.
I only old players I could tell you.
Okay.
I don't know none of the new players.
At least you can name old players.
Yeah, yeah. But isn't that on me then? Isn't that on me, Aaron Green, who wants to have a conversation about why women aren't making as much money, but isn't sufficiently invested in the game or the culture?
Because it wasn't presented to you in a very attractive manner the way the NBA.
I never thought I'd be arguing on the side of this debate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I like rowing with you because I'm kind of torn on this.
Yeah, because
there is a gender bias, but
think about it. But the tennis that are brought out, jerseys are brought out, commercials are brought out. You always see the interviews, but you don't see it
for the women.
You don't see it at all for the WNBA, you know.
And see, because I'll tell you, as soon as they start dunking like Vince Carter, I could be peeled. My eyes could be peeled. I could be on the screen, watch it. I always thought the bias sits with me and other women and people who are not supporting the game. But I guess it is fair to say that that dynamic would shift if the league itself invested more in pushing the league.
Exactly. Like the league itself don't invest in themselves. Like if you go and you open up your stadiums for the first 10 games to all female basketball teams that reside in your city.
Yeah.
You know, all of the high school basketball teams could come to the game for free.
Yeah.
That's how you shore up support.
Yeah, I was going to say since
you need to get them in there because the stadiums are very much empty.
Would sort of exhibition games where like the Suns and the Sun, right? Like the your state teams play together, play against each other. They do a mixed team, men and women. Would you think that would draw more attention to the league?
It would. Yeah. It would. It would, like you need to, you know, men versus ladies, teams versus teams. Let's see who have the better, what you call it?
Heart.
Design on their.
On the logo? Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, logo. That's it.
Yeah.
Logo. That's the word.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, man. But it's a great space because as a women's rights advocate, I tell you, I come on the station and say there is a gender bias, but I don't think it lies solely in the league. It's a cultural thing, and we need to shift the culture to draw more attention to WNBA. But I feel your position, and it's a strong one. But listen, we got a caller on the line. Let's go to this caller and we take some texts. Good morning, caller.
Good day, this is Dark in a voice.
Good morning, Raven. How you doing?
Law and order in this country, the Bahamas.
Absolutely. We talking
talking
sports.
And of course, Mr. Palmer, how are you?
Sawyer.
Pardon me,
I'm Sawyer. Well.
Sawyer.
I'm well.
Wonderful. You know, I like how those boxers had won their
the medals.
The medals.
Yeah.
They should. What's the word I want to use here?
Fortitude?
Yes. But I want to use a better one. But, I mean, But of course, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
The thing is, and I'm proud of them. You know why I'm proud of them?
Yeah.
They went to government first. You see my point? Government spends their money, our money. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
And they chose no interest in them like they doesn't, you know, for all the smart that they are of no value.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I wish they could continue working for themselves, you know, and they don't have to really, probably they made water, have the Bahamas across their chest, but the Bahamas not doing them justice.
You see
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Because it's our money. And that's the same thing they used to do with my brother Elijah Obed. But I want to encourage them, all the sports youngsters in this country, and all of the elderly sports men and women, just continue going ahead. Because there's coming a time when those people in the household assembly are going to want you to vote for them.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Thank
you. And you know what to do.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Brayman. I guess what it means is that we need to have a industry sports community and then a wider conversation, right, about how we're going to fund these sporting events and activities, like the protocol and procedure, right? And that's what it is. We need to talk about it, because I know a lot of people didn't realize that the Federation is responsible for allocating funding, and for the ministry to step in, right, could cause a big problem, because you're disrupting
the flow,
right, and the hierarchy of the league itself, right, or the Federation or the space itself. But it's a national conversation, and we should talk about it, right? How do we fund these teams?
Yeah,
who makes the decision?
Yeah.
What's the standard? Let's have conversations about it. And I with you, Brayman, we bigging up all of the athletes, young and old, because we got a story about some senior athletes today as well.
As well.
All right, here's another text. If MJ only had to play 10 teams, he might have had 23 rings. Oh, that's a comparison with MJ and Bill Russell. We can get to that NBA talk. I'd love to see a male versus female basketball game. Of course, the men have to play one man down, and the guard have to have one arm tied behind his back. Listen.
Not necessarily. Don't do that.
Right. I thought Muggsy Bogues' presence in the league would suggest to y'all that it's a more sophisticated.
And he ain't played for 3 minutes. He ain't played for 4 games. He played for years.
Yeah, man. I think
don't do that.
I think it would be a fantastic game.
Me and Jonquil Jones versus any two men right now. And we killing you right now.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
What? No, boy, you can't put... No, boy, don't put
a text says the WNBA product is not exciting. Man, I feel you. They need to start dunking.
They need to... Not even dunking, you know. Just advertise it better. Show more
Because they spend plenty of money advertising.
They spend plenty
money.
And these ladies spend time in the gym just like a man.
They deserve it.
Yeah, they deserve it, man. Showcase them properly.
All right. Caller, just hold the line. Let me read these last two texts. Ms. Green, although... There's a concern among truck drivers about the cost and deadline for the CDL training. I agree, because the certificate will help to sensitize truck drivers of their responsibility to the public as they move about, but I still disagree with the deadline. Listen, just for 3 seconds, there are some logistics issues that absolutely need to be taken care of in that issue. The people that need to get the license, we need to facilitate and make access to the training easier. That's all. Okay, let's get back to sports. Tech says, morning on the clock. What's your take on the last Sunday game with the Ravens versus the Jags? Thank you. We're going to get to NFL in a second. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Sawyer boy.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm always well. Boy, Eric, a lot of sports talk about locally. We got a basketball coming up, local basketball coming up, I think, next week.
Yeah.
And also, we got it going on now.
Listen, best of the best in the harbor, and I hear the Honorable Minister of Agriculture and Marine Resources and Local Government was sailing.
Yeah, it was live. I watched it on national television.
Yeah.
It was live. Yeah, he was there. He looked good sailing.
Yeah.
And our water looked so gorgeous. I don't know if you got to watch it. But thank God we have that kind of water, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It makes my smart TV look like a heaven.
But, absolutely.
And also, Aaron, get ready. Armageddon coming up. I was wondering if you're going to get your parking team together and do some serious parking.
Listen, Dr. Ancelino Davis is lining up the Parkers right now.
Right. And also saw your boy get ready for, you're going to talk about it in the NFL, but I might soon get the call, but get ready for the Dolphins on prime time.
Oh, look here, Mr. Sawyer. Look how we have to row. Dolphins versus 49ers this weekend.
You mean a big team? You mean a big team versus the Saudians?
It's on the best television, NBC.
That's right.
Yeah.
But listen, Pumpkin Eater.
Before I go, because I know you're rushing, before I go, I also want to say I saw for the planet Obama game, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
And celebrating our 50th year of independence, but I'm wondering, are you going to get your parking team together? That was on my mind all morning when you were talking.
I got you.
I'm serious,
but I got to go. I tell you, Dr. Ancelino Davis, we're waiting on you to put together the New Providence parking team, but they have been doing a great job, Mr. Sawyer, particularly in the Family Islands, from what I'm reading. Getting the facilities in place so that people can train. Like I said, I think Andrew said that they're going to have teams participating in every single discipline offered at the Bahama Games this year. Another quick story. Bahamas to host World Relays again in 2024. And I just want to read this quick quote from Lord Sebastian Coe, president of the World Athletic Council. He said, "We've had three wonderful editions of the World Athletic Relays in Nassau, which has established this event on the global calendar. So we know we are in safe hands for what will be an important Olympic qualifier for all our relay events. We are confident that the Bahamas will offer the best conditions for the athletes and a brilliant atmosphere for both athletes and fans as we mark a key milestone on the road to the Paris Olympic Games." This is good. They're back.
Yes.
Now, yes, we just got to pull it together to make sure that we could host it. Everything is in place, and we're good to go for 2024.
That's what I'm saying. We're back.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely. Back. Another story.
I go in. Or do.
Stadium, baseball ready. Although there's still some more cosmetic work to be done.
Yeah, of course. They got to put some grass on the outside. Maybe put down a parking spot or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the stadium ready?
Absolutely. And in preparation for the Fourth Caribbean Baseball Cup.
Starts Sunday.
The tournament featuring four visiting teams. Mm-hmm. They are Puerto Rico, Curacao, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Cuba. Now, these are big baseball teams. So this is going to be a good competition.
The see exactly where we are.
Right. And we got to go out and support our seniors. So the tournament is expected to start 11 a.m. on Sunday with Curacao taking on Puerto Rico and the official opening ceremonies at 4 p.m. The feature game will be played at 7:30 p.m. against the U.S. Virgin Islands. All right. I want to say congratulations to the winners.
That'll be us playing USVI.
Pardon? It'll be us.
Yeah, I assume it'll be us. Yeah.
Congratulations to the winners and participants of the Basil Zuki Roll Invitational Karate Tournament that took place last weekend. Dear sports organizers, please publish the event before you have it so we can pick it up. Man, 428-0719. 428-0719. Send me your sports news. Yeah, I'm going to try to give it some play before the event so people could come out and support it. But there was a lot of good play. There's a lot of good action.
Oh, by the way, good morning. Jay from Jay Fitness. I saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
He said he listens to your show every day.
Why, thank you, Jay.
Yeah, he listens to your show every day. And good morning, Dr. Nevelina Thompson, my good friend. Her and her mother listens to the show every day.
Awesome. Thank
every
you.
Every day.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. And y'all keep doing what y'all are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, helping people stay well.
Stay well, healthy. Stay healthy, yeah.
Absolutely. That's why this sports news is also important, right? We want to encourage people. Play sports. Have fun with sports.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, we got a couple texts coming in. This is one of my friendly texts.
Okay.
He say, he won't play sports, but he say, which one you think is the most popular game at the carnival? And I want to tell him, that ain't really sports.
That ain't sports, because the rims are oval.
Right.
And
there's a lot of adrenaline.
Yeah.
But that ain't sports.
That ain't sports, no.
All right. So we got three stories about our three NBA players. But producer, let's go to a break as we transition from local news to international sporting news.
Okay.
Absolutely. We got stories about Aiden Jones and Hill. They all doing really well at the beginning of this NBA season. We're going to a break. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. And we have Mr. Soy. You heard a little frog in my throat. You know, I spent the last couple of days preparing to row with you.
Yeah, yeah. So you were practicing your row.
Yeah, I was practicing. Because the 49ers versus the Dolphins. And I know something big was going to come up.
Well, listen to me. I'm here to let all the Sardine fans know, if you guys beat us on Sunday.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Why?
We are 5-0 in our division, which means that we own the tiebreaker over every team in our division. We're going to the playoffs in any event. Y'all beating us is not going to affect our overall outcome.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Yeah.
It could hurt your feelings, though.
No, not really.
Yeah, I mean, it will hurt your feelings.
They are Sardines. They could never hurt my feelings.
49ers are top of their division with 7-4, and the Dolphins are in the top of their division with 8-3. So last week, week 12, we went through the Thanksgiving games. Bills beat the Lions, Cowboys beat Giants, Vikings beat the Patriots. For the Sunday and Monday games, the Dolphins beat the Texans 30-15.
Okay.
Buccaneers versus the Browns. Browns beat the Buccaneers 23-17.
That was very strange because Tom Brady has never lost when he has a lead with 7 points or more in the fourth quarter.
Right. In fact, he broke a something like 218-game streak.
He don't lose when he have a 7-point lead with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. He don't lose.
Yeah. I tell you something, he left his wife and everything has never been the same.
Well, that's the first time he lost since he divorced his wife. So, you know, maybe a little lapse in judgment. Maybe she called him right before the game.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I could feel like that. 49ers didn't do too bad. 13-0. Y'all destroyed the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, you know, four straight games. No team has scored in the second half against us. You know, our defense is really picking up. That's why I say if the Sardines beat us, if, it won't matter.
Get this boy how I got to. Chiefs versus Rams, 26-10. Colts versus Steelers. Colts got beat 24-17. But good on the Steelers. They need it. They are starting week 13, 4-7. They'll be going up against the Falcons this week.
Yeah, that's a game that ain't nobody can watch.
Chiefs going up against the Bengals.
That's going to be a good game, but it's also going to be on TV at the same time as the Saudis and Niners. Right. So
yeah, it could be rough.
Yeah, the majority of this country can be watching the Saudis and Niners.
Yeah. Buccaneers versus the Saints. Eagles still hold the top record in the league at 10-1.
They do.
Absolutely. Now, listen, I had a quick NFL question here, right? I found this article. Patrick Mahomes, that's the Chiefs quarterback, by the numbers, right? He shatters NFL record books entering his 75th career start.
Yeah.
Now, look here, this boy, bot, right? Not only has he rewritten record books, he's won a lot of games.
Yeah,
never missed an AFC championship game in 4 years.
Yeah.
Two of them capturing Super Bowl.
No, two of them he went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
One of them he won a Super Bowl against us.
Okay.
But I don't want no Saudi or no cowgirl, because you know I can't forget that y'all girls out there. Can't forget y'all cowgirls out there.
I's gonna row you, but your position on the WNBA seems
y'all
so...
Y'all have... sensible. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
The cowgirls haven't been to two a Super Bowl since 1995, and
they look like they're trying to make a run for it this time. Dave Sawyer.
Yeah, they better pray they don't see us in the playoffs.
They make it look like the Cowboys making a run for it. They are 8-3.
Don't see us in the playoffs. That's all I gotta.
I think
you.
They may even be at the top of their league, at the top of their division.
But trust me. Them, the Giants. No one in the NFC East could beat us. No one in the NFC East could beat us. The Giants, the Cowboys, the Commanders, or the Eagles. None of them could beat us.
The Eagles, 10-1 Eagles?
The 10-1, that's the weakest.
The one is
10
y'all?
That's the weakest 10-1 team I've seen in the history of 10-1 teams. The last team that looked that good, but we wasn't sure about, was the Steelers a couple of years ago, who started out, what, 11 or 12-0?
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's like, wait, how y'all get 12-0? Y'all ain't really a 12-0 team. And so said, so done. They made the playoffs that year, and Baker Mayfield beat them in the first round. So, you know, and you know, Baker Mayfield is only good for commercials.
You have 12 flukes in a row.
Exactly.
12 flukes in a row.
12 flukes in a row is what it was.
All right, so listen, this boy Mahomes, he ain't finished yet. Youngest quarterback to win Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Youngest quarterback to win league MVP since Dan Marino in 84. Holds 11 NFL records, 5 full seasons as starter. This Sunday game against the Bengals will make his 75th career start. But that ain't the question. The question is, can Tua Tagovailoa?
Tua, the Dolphins.
Can he hit that mark? Now, right now, well, as of this week, last week, he's leading the league, total QBR, QBR versus man, QBR versus zone, QBR under pressure, QBR in the pocket, QBR outside the pocket, QBR in the red zone, QBR in the fourth quarter, and QBR on third down.
And if Eric Tua, Armstead and Joey Bosa can have something to say about that on Sunday.
If Tua and the Chiefs link up next week or in the playoffs, who's winning?
Or the Chiefs win.
Why? I mean, the Dolphins.
Because they know Tyreek Hill. They know who Tyreek Hill is. Tyreek Hill came from them. All they got to do is jam. Well, I mean, I hope we do it too. Jam Tyreek Hill at the line. Don't let him get off. You know, as soon as the ball is
so the Dolphins
hike back to the quarterback.
Right. So the Dolphins have to prepare as if they sideline in Tyreek Hill. They need to run a playbook for this game against the 49ers if they ever play.
The best team they
like
can play.
Like Tyreek will never play the game.
Exactly. The best team that they can play this year, they can play on Sunday. The best defensive team in the league, they can play on Sunday. Not the Bills in week 3. The Bills were just starting to catch them. I can't wait to see them play the Bills. And I have myself a few Dolphin fans, friends of mine, who say they really want the Dolphins to get beat by us. So that way it'll sharpen them up in time to play their division game Christmas Eve against the Bills, which is a more important game because that's for seeding. That's to see if you can get a home playoff game, blah, 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 blah. You know, because the Patriots on the way out. You know, I mean, let's be honest.
They just got beat.
Defensive struggle. Yeah.
By the Bills.
But the Bills annihilated them. The score is 24-10. The score should have been like 44-10. Like, I mean, that's how the game
The Bills were slunking.
Yeah, the Bills were slunking.
Wow.
Yeah, the Patriots are finished. Like, all your Patriots fans for the last 20, 21 years, So go back to your regular team now, all right?
I can be honest with you. This is just making me feel better and better and better for the Dolphins. Just making me feel like Dolphins are on their way, buddy.
Yeah, look. Well, the AFC East just may have three teams in the playoffs this year. Honestly, but the Jets look good.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins surprisingly look good.
Yeah.
And, well, we see what the Bills did last night.
Absolutely. So what you think the game of the week is 49ers versus Dolphins?
Yeah, it's the game of the week.
Yeah, let's stay tuned then. Stay tuned to that.
Let's
switch over to some basketball, right? We've got 12 minutes left, and our boys have been doing pretty good this week. Jones has career-high numbers in Hornets win.
Yeah, he had 9 points.
28 minutes.
Yeah, that's 20 rebounds and a block.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he did well.
Absolutely.
But he coming up, get our boy time to play, and he can shine.
And that's what I was thinking, you know.
And he can shoot.
That his lack of numbers was due to his lack of time on the court.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, man, once you get a good sweat, and once his skin start to lather up a little bit, man, he'll be all right.
Absolutely. Aiden gets first weekly honor, player of the week.
Yeah.
21st to 27th of November.
Yeah, he had a 2020 game.
Yeah.
In that stretch, you know.
His third 2020 game of his career. 21 rebounds, career high,
29
points. This was an awesome game.
And the thing is, Aiden could play like that every night, you know.
Yeah.
He just needs to come off the video games.
Yeah. He needs to sleep.
And get in the gym.
Rest. Power up his body.
Power up your body.
Yeah.
Man, Aiden could do that every night, bro. He good for 20 and at least 15.
And listen, Aiden.
Every night.
This is a message from me. The Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture did not authorize this message. Look here, we notice that you're not playing with the Bahamas national team. It's okay, that's your life. You got decisions to make. But if you ain't playing for us at the national level, you better root these by them up every time you get in front of them on the court.
Yeah, saying that you can't find time for us, find time to root them up, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that. Another story. Healed. Pacers walk it off against Lakers. You watched that one?
I watched that.
Boy, look here.
I watched that. That was an unbelievable three-point shot by the little rookie boy.
So, this is it, right? This is the same game where Zach Collins drew blood on Russell Westbrook?
No.
Or is it a different game?
Zach Collins' game was the Trailblazers game the night before.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, no, because it says Spurs, Zach Collins.
Spurs, sorry.
Yeah,
they beat the Blazers night before last. Yeah.
All right.
They didn't beat the Blazers night before last, yeah.
Okay, because look here. He carried on bad.
Yeah, but he had a good game. He had a good game, but the rookies who had the three-point shot at the buzzer.
Right at the end.
Literally, there was no time left, like, shot went up, and swish.
But they say Heal was fundamental in bringing them to that point where the three-pointer would make
They were
a
down
difference.
By 17 points.
Yeah.
And came back.
So he'll be watching you. Now, this story, Spurs, Zach Collins ejected after hard foul that drew blood on Russell Westbrook, right?
Yeah, Westbrook get mad because he get hit out there. I mean, like, you wouldn't jump up and down in the line of big men. You can get what big men is get.
You can get knocked up a little bit. Is that why LeBron James turned on the fire and wouldn't turn it off? Is this the same game where he 39 points, 11 rebounds, 10 free throws, 7 threes?
That's the game.
Yeah.
That's the game. He was mad. You know, but LeBron, he was a big man. Westbrook wants to be a big man.
Yeah.
He has the attitude of a big man, but he doesn't have the physique of a big man.
Yeah, and you don't have the finesse of a big man either.
Exactly. The strain of a big man, and you got exactly what you was looking for when you decided you can jump up and down in the post. If you got the rebound, dribble it out, take your time, be a guard.
Yeah.
And stop trying to be a forward or a center.
Absolutely. Listen, let's go through the standings. Right now, the Celtics, 18-4 at the top of the Eastern Conference. Bucks, 15-5. Pacers are creeping up.
The Bucks will still beat the Celtics in a 7-game series.
You think so?
Chris Middleton is coming back tonight. He's on the Bucks play the Lakers tonight.
How long has he been out?
From April.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, Celtics, hold on to your seats, buddy.
Yeah, hold on to your seats. The Bucks coming back.
Pacers are at fourth place with 12-9. That's Buddy. Hornets moved up to 13 at 6-15. Listen, Kai, you keep playing. They're going to see you.
Yeah, man. Keep playing, bro. Keep playing.
Western Conference, the Suns at the top. That's our boy Aiden at 15-6. Nuggets at second at 14-7. Now, you know we got to do the West Coast rundown, right? California just got too many teams for us to ignore them.
Yeah.
Clippers have moved up to number 5. Kings to number 6, Warriors still settling. They moved up a little bit, but they had number 9 at 11 and 11. You know I got to tell you this, Mr. LeBron James fan. Lakers are at 8 and 12 at number 13.
Moving on up.
I mean, just a little bit.
Moving on up.
You think Trey and Westbrook are going to help them?
Yeah. Hurry up and get buddy. Hurry up and get buddy, son.
Rick Fox, what you doing?
We need that drive and kick to buddy in the corners.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that looks so pretty.
Yeah, let's get healed. I mean, dear Pacers, Buddy's already shown you. He committed to y'all. Mm-hmm. That's just us talking. You don't mind us. Buddy committed to y'all.
This is now the second time in, as many years that Buddy has come into L.A. and beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
Last year, I think he was with the Kings at the time.
This is great.
Yeah, now you're with the Pacers.
Okay, now we got one more local story. But before we do that, FIFA World Cup. Football versus football. Mm-hmm. So we've already, we're entering.
Germany's out.
Yeah.
Germany out. My team out.
Listen, Japan caused that. First they beat Germany, and then their wins caused Germany not to be able to survive and stay in the league. And Morocco is at the top of their group, African country at the top of their group.
Not, I don't have any problem with that.
No, we happy. I mean, I could be honest. I like to declare my bias. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling for the African teams.
Yeah.
I just declaring my bias. So listen, on Monday, Cameroon beat Serbia. No, they tied 3-3. It's like a win for me. Senegal beat Ecuador 2-1. I think that was yesterday or day before. Ghana beat South Korea 3-2. These are big wins. For the African states in Japan, beat Spain 2-1. Uruguay and Ghana play today. Cameroon versus Brazil today. Those games may have already taken place due to the time difference. Now the round of 16, that's the next round. Here's who has qualified and who's playing next.
Let me see what I have here.
Netherlands versus the USA.
Korea. Korea just drew with Portugal a little while ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will I get to sit down and see who will then move forward, how that impacts the other players? England's going to play Senegal, France versus Poland, Argentina versus Australia, Morocco versus Spain, Japan versus Croatia. So, right, like the Japan win versus Spain didn't knock Spain out, but it ensured that Germany was out.
Out, right, exactly.
Yeah, that's rough. Playing them type of games where you didn't even lose to these by them and they cause you get kicked out?
Exactly. You done beat these fellas, but because they beat the fellas who beat you, you out.
Oh, the sadness. Okay, and then the other games are to be announced. Now, every week I try to bring in a new sport, something we've never seen before.
Oh, I have some other news.
Yeah, yeah.
The Utah Utes.
Yeah.
Last night, for those people that follow college basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
They beat number 4 Arizona last night.
Wow.
Playing it a little bit. It was on the day of the 10th anniversary of their most legendary coach, Rick Majerus. He passed away 10 years ago.
Wow. So they did it for him?
They didn't even know. I think it's just the spirit of Rick Majerus. They didn't even know that this was the anniversary. Because, I mean, college players 10 years ago were...
Yeah, they have babies. They were in. They
five,
outed
six
it.
Years old. Seven at most.
Wow.
You know, so they had no idea that their coach... That their past coach died on the day that they played Arizona and won. The first time they beat a top 5 team in.
Wow.
Forever.
Look here, these tournaments could just turn on their head just like that.
Yeah.
A team out of nowhere could come in and upset everybody's prospects.
Everybody.
Absolutely. Okay, it is 10:56.
Yeah, what's the new sport?
E-scooter championship.
E-scooter.
Yeah. Okay. It's an electric scooter racing series which launched its debut in 2022. Races are taking place in several city center locations across the world. The series was conceived by motorsport entrepreneur HRAG Sarkisian and former racing driver Khalil Bashir. Now, the reason why this story stuck out to me is because the scooters they're riding look like them same little scooters they have on the sidewalk in Cable Beach for the tourists.
Okay.
It's a very simple device. You know them scooters they used to build when we was young? Used to build a push scooter with your foot?
Yeah.
It's like that, but electric.
Okay, but how long does it last?
The scooter itself? I don't know. It lasts long enough for the race.
Okay.
Right? It lasts long enough for the race. But this is like, you know when you see those guys on the motorcycles and they make in that 50-degree, that 45-degree lean to go around that turn.
Mm.
These guys are riding a scooter like it's a motorcycle.
Okay. All right. Like the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Okay.
But listen, we could do this because everybody I know growing up built a wooden scooter himself or with his boys.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't had no choice. What else to do in the summer?
Dear Hot Rod Association. Get you see how excited I get about this idea?
Get on this.
We have to get on this. And we got a couple minutes left, Sawyer. There's one more story. I think it was in today's Guardian. We're on the front page of the Tribune. Who joined the Walk of Fame? Three new athletes have been added to the Walk of Fame. And I think that's in the airport, right?
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah, yes, airport.
Display in the airport.
Oh, I didn't see the baby yet for the day.
That's all right. Can you guess who the three are?
Okay. Drum roll. I don't know if I did see him. Like, maybe he's already up there. Ray Myers Jr.?
No.
No?
We can just cut it short.
Okay, good.
Anthony Strawn, Stevie Gardner, Shawnee Mills.
Shawnee who?
Miller Weebo.
Okay.
I forget. Remember when Shawnee Mills and Justice Gardens
beat
Shawnee Miller in the race doing her own dive on her?
That's where my mind was.
Yeah. Shawnee Miller Weebo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, man.
Now, listen.
They all deserve it.
They are deserved of recognition. They are deserved of honor. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They deserve it of compensation, financial and otherwise.
Always.
But the question is, have they reached legendary status yet?
Shawnee is unbeaten in the 400 in the last, 2 years, 3 years?
Right.
4 years?
Right.
Definitely. Stephen Gardner, outside of injury, is unbeaten in the last year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah.
Now,
mind you.
And they have world and Olympic golds to prove it.
But you're putting them up with people like Tommy Robinson and Duard Knowles. I'm not.
They will get there. But the thing is, you have to give these people their flowers while they are still young enough to enjoy them.
Or to make something out of it, right?
Right. You actually could meet and talk to, have a conversation with somebody that's on the Bahamas Walk of Fame. As opposed to, you have to set an appointment to meet with Mr. So-and-so, because he doesn't have the time and, you know, he's busy in his own private matters now. He doesn't discuss sports. That was 25, 30 years ago. No. While you could still walk into Wendy's and run into Shawnee while she's getting a salad.
Right.
You're like, wow, look at who I met. And you could take a selfie with her, because she takes selfies with anybody.
See, my initial response is that they're too young to be in that category yet, right? But just after listening to you, what I thought about is this a shift in our human resources management?
It needs to be.
A small island developing state.
It needs to be.
Has to be able to use everybody.
It needs to be. You can't wait until gray hair coming out of your ears to decide that you can give people their flowers. That's not fair.
Absolutely. But listen, Mr. Sawyer, we are all out of time. There were so many stories to cover. I hope I did them all justice. To our senior man, them going to play baseball this weekend. Remember to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And remember to cuss. Not in the stadium. Cuss in your car. And then when you go in, go with people like to cuss.
Right.
That's what make the game fun.
Right.
Anyway, y'all go have a good time out there.
Niner gang this weekend. Niner gang, son. This weekend.
I agree. Y'all should gather together, because you will find comfort in each other when y'all lose to the Dolphins.
Like I said, we could lose to the Sardines, you know. It ain't gonna stop us from making the playoffs. But we could stop the Sardines, though. And they don't have their offensive lineman. Their left offensive lineman is injured. But guess where Joey Bosa lines up?
Look, yeah, cut this show. This boy just made my feelings.
Phew.
We can't stop y'all from going, but y'all could stop us.
We could hamper it.
We got to have a talk to her.
Anyway, tuna.
You guys have a great day. Thank you, Mr.
And y'all
Sawyer.
Are still girls, y'all. Dallas Cow girls. Y'all are still girls. Remember I tell you that. Have a great weekend.
The Walk of Fame is at the QE Sports Center.
Okay.
Not the display at the airport.
Okay.
Why, thank you, Texter. Thank you very much. Absolutely. You guys have a great day.